Welcome to the Europe à la carte podcast on the 21st of January 2010. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, an online travel guide with tips about top European destinations. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll cover some of the recent posts on the Europe à la carte blog. You can read the articles in full with the photos and leave a comment at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. Sean asks, what is your nightmare trip, your nightmare holiday? For her, it's going skiing. It just doesn't appeal to her. She's not sure whether it's all the expense of ski lifts, outfits, equipment. I can certainly relate to her on the expense point of view because our son Gary's into snowboarding and he told me that his ski lift pass for a week in March is going to cost him over €200, around £200 sterling, which seems a lot of money on top of his holiday, but then if you're into these snow sports. So Sean asks, what is your nightmare trip? Would it be a walking holiday, painting, horse riding, maybe just lying on the beach leaves you cold? So if you'd like to leave a comment about what type of holiday you would least enjoy, or even try and convince Sean to go on a skiing holiday, come to the blog and leave a comment. Marcus asks if Iceland is a top tourist destination. I'd say so. I was there around 15 months ago on a press trip and I thought it was fantastic, really, really wonderful natural beauty. And although it wasn't necessarily sunny when I was there, there was still, the light was amazing, the horizon, the clouds around the sun, the sunsets. I really enjoyed Iceland. Waterfall, geyser, and the capital city Reykjavik's a very sweet little place, very pleasant to wander around, and prices have certainly gone down in Iceland. So if you're looking for somewhere, don't mind going to a cold place, not necessarily for skiing, then Marcus, I'd recommend that you go to Iceland. Hotel prices are not too bad. Amanda did some research into 10 Reykjavik hotels for all budgets and prices were very reasonable. I think the flights, I've never seen really cheap flights to the UK from Iceland. But if you do get the chance and you're into wilderness, beautiful landscapes, you will enjoy Iceland. And Kimberly tells us about the beautiful coastline in the Gargano Peninsula in Puglia in Italy. Now if you imagine Italy as the boot, the heel of the boot is where Puglia is, but just as you go up the heel there's a kind of a knobbly spur bit just at the top of the heel. That's the Gargano Peninsula. I've been there and I agree with Kimberly, it's really stunning, but you probably would need a hire car to make the most of the scenery driving around the beaches. So that is a very beautiful area to visit in the south of Italy. Thomas says we shouldn't overlook Alsace, the smallest region on the French mainland. It was in the news recently after a gaffe by the French president Zakowski, who thought he was in Germany. Well, you can not forgive him some confusion because the region has changed hands quite a few times in the last 20 centuries, 17 times to be exact. And that since the end of World War II, it has been part of France, but you'd think that the French president would know his own country. So while he was addressing a bunch of farmers, he said he was in Germany, which must have gone down like a lead balloon. However, Alsace is a very attractive tourist destination. It's often thought of as the heart of Europe, lying on the French border with Germany and Switzerland and not far from Luxembourg. Strasbourg, the capital and principal city of Alsace, is referred to by some as the capital of Europe. Although it's changed hands so many times, it still has a strong local identity and culture. But you can find a lot of food that sounds a bit German. However, outside Paris, Alsace has more Michelin-starred restaurants than any of the other regions in France. With some very picturesque medieval villages and numerous churches, chapels, castles and fortresses from every period of the region's past. So if you're looking for somewhere a bit unusual to go in France, try Alsace. Thanks for listening. Bye.